Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday set, where the weather is cold, but the racing is hot. And we have a feast of racing over the next 3 days, Kings.
Yum, yum.
We've got the last day of the Bull, the start of the Wagga Gold Cup Carnival. It concludes tomorrow. But this is the Saturday set, and we do need to talk about Saturday racing and Saturday racing only. It's a great day racing across Australia on Saturday. And I think we're just going to get straight into it and start talking feature races.
Let's do it.
Let's go to the Adelaide Racing Carnival. We're going to start there. And the interesting thing about the Adelaide Racing Carnival, it has a little bit of a Melbourne Cup flavour to it this weekend.
Mm.
The feature races we're going to look at is races 7 and 8. And the first one is the QE2 Cup.
The QE2.
So the reason I say that it's got a bit of a Melbourne Cup flavour is some of these horses that are racing like Off the Map, First Immortal and stuff, Aberfeldy Boy, they all got sights on going to the Andrew Ramsden in 2 weeks' time at Flemington. Andrew Ramsden is a 2,800-metre race. Anyone who wins that is guaranteed entry into the Melbourne Cup. There's also a couple of horses running at Caulfield as well who are probably looking at the Andrew Ramsden as well. So let's start by talking about the QE2 Cup, 2,500-metre race at Morphettville, Group 3. The Map, Aberfeldy Boy, First Immortal, all in the race.
Off the Map?
The map might be off the map.
Maybe. Dan O's tipping Off the Map, I saw in the little sneak preview. But, yeah, very consistent ratings. I thought off the map or the map was a little bit short.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you go? First Immortal is definitely too short at $3. Really disappointing. I don't know what's happened to First Immortal the last few starts. Big worry, 60 kilos. Has the ability to win, but $3, no. I can see First Immortal starting $4 plus.
Mm-hmm.
The Map, I think, is around about its right odds, around that 240, 260 mark. Aberfeldy Boy is the horse that I would be most likely to back. I'm not betting in the race, though. Just think that can go to a new level. Bit unlucky last start. The race wasn't run to suit, getting a long way back out of its ground. I don't like the race. Fitz?
I'm Aberfeldy Boy, top pick. It peaks third up, I think. I might have something small on it on the race day. Matt was second pick for me. Yeah, great chance. It is first up into this, but they've done it before. And like you, Kings, First Immortal, I don't know what's going on there, but it couldn't possibly be on it.
Do we think Melbourne Cup aspirations are a little bit ambitious for this lot?
Dare to dream, that's all I'll say.
Fair enough, dare to dream. Fizzer?
Yeah, I wouldn't be on any of these in Melbourne Cup.
Okay, we're going to move on to the South Australian Derby. 2,500-metre race, Group 1, and you never know, this could throw up a Melbourne Cup runner or winner as well. What did you make of it, mate?
Anything's possible. I'll just go to the overlays in the race because it's so wide and open. Number 2, Sunsets, which is about $26 at the moment, did run third in a Victorian Derby, and I thought looked good each-way value. Then go to number 7, Warmonger, not suited at all last start, no pace, back, and ran home, flew home, I think one of the best sectionals of the day.
Mm-hmm.
2,500, I think, really suits. And number 16, Ahuriri. Impressive last start over 2,800. So 2, 7, and 16 were my overlays in the race.
Very good, Fizz.
Well, you could throw a dart and miss the board, I think, here if you wanted to. Look, Morphettville race 8, 15 came out top pick for me. Coco Sun, I know Kings hates it. I'm not going to back it. Very big query at the 2,500 metres. I had race 8, number 1, Antrim Coast, next pick. Did nothing wrong over 2,400. Looks like it'll stay. Its form is quite strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then a roughie from Sydney, race 8, number 6, Glad You Think So, which ran around in one of the races, 2,400-metre race here in Sydney, and led him up and got run down by a couple of good ones. But, yeah, hard race for me. I won't be taking part.
Very good. We're going to move to Caulfield. It's Members Day at Caulfield. Looks a great meeting out there. Keep the Melbourne Cup flavour going. So in race 9, it's a 2,000-metre race.
Mm-hmm.
Berkeley Square was one of your official Saturday set tips last week.
Got the cash.
It won. What are we thinking about this week? And I just want to quickly say it is also on the Andrew Ramsden Pass and they're thinking Melbourne Cup with it. What did you make of it in this race on Saturday?
Well, first thing I want to say about Caulfield is the rail is out 8 metres. And traditionally, when the rail is out 8 metres, it negates the on-pace bias that is often there at Caulfield. So... Okay. I'm not as confident when rails are out a long way, and I like finding, as we've spoken about quite a bit on the Saturday set, on-pace horses at Caulfield. I'm not saying they can't win. I'm just saying the bias isn't there. You can often come down the middle of the track, so it's a very different Caulfield to what we're used to. Berkeley Square I'm against on Saturday, main reason being the weight.
Mm-hmm.
57 up to 58.5. and he's giving 5 kilos to a lot of the other chances in the race. The other thing about Berkeley Squeeze, the ratings are very, very consistent. Hasn't got a real peak rating where I can look at it and go, yeah, maybe he's going to do that. Mm-hmm. I think the weight will get the better of Berkeley Square. I think there's a bit of value in the race with the leader, Bear Story, mm-hmm. about $10. Mm-hmm. There's no pace in this race. Berkeley Square's also drawn one, which could be a negative. But I think Bear Story could go to the front. They look a very even lot. I think the winner will come from a horse that's down in the weights that goes to a new level.
Okay, you drilled down hard into that. Good to see. Fizz.
Yeah, well, good to hear Kings reckons it might play fair. I found number 7 in this Shehar. It will go back from a wide gate, definitely be getting back. And I just wrote, if they can make ground, it's a horse I'll be having something on. And then I actually had Bear Story second pick and thought value at $10 as well.
Okay. And it's a pretty strong card at Crawford, and I couldn't quite decide where I wanted to go with Feature Races. So I said, why don't you decide for me? And he landed on Caulfield Race 6.
Yes.
We can see it up on the screen here now, the AI set for that race. And also, as you can see, AI is free to all members on Saturday. So if you are a member, you're going to get AI free across this great punting nation of ours. It's a pretty good deal. Talk us through Caulfield Race 6, Kings. It is a 1,400-metre race for three-year-olds.
I'm very excited about this race from a form perspective as obviously from a betting perspective. But Anglin with a bullet rating of 104. So this horse has had two starts, Anglin, both at Pakenham and both in five-horse fields last time. So Anglin's done it at both ends, and by that I mean has won off a very fast tempo and also won off a very slow tempo and came home in good sectionals. Last start in the five-horse field, Anglin sat three wide with no cover, over 1,200. Both have been over 1,200. So it was the win had more merit than what the time figure suggested. The time figures in both of those races are very good. Mm-hmm. I'm sceptical of horses that win in small fields, so that is a negative. But I just think this horse has a lot of ability, mainly because it should have done a better figure than it did last time. Mm-hmm. The map is also very interesting here. Anglin's drawn barrier 2. The horse in barrier 1's got pace. If I was instructing them how to ride Anglin, it would be to get in the 1-1 and not be trapped 4th or 5th or 6th back on the fence. Mm-hmm. Try and sit in the 1-1.
Right.
Outside the horse that's drawn barrier 1 in about 4th, come round, let down the middle of the track where I think the best going will be. You'll see as well I've got consider backing there for Rip Roar. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to back Rip Roar. Its best figure was on a heavy track, and the weather down in Melbourne, unlike Sydney, is pretty good at the moment. Mm. Fitz?
Yeah, we disagree in this race, but there's no surprise there because my ratings won't find those horses very often that are coming up in grade. Mm-hmm. So I've got the 2, Grinzinger Bell, top pick, has form behind Vibrant Sun, which came out and won in Adelaide in one of the big races last mm-hmm. week. It comes back from 1,600 to 1,400. We'll go to the front. We'll get the lead by itself. Kings were saying the track may not be leaderish, but if there is some sort of leader's bias there, it'll be very hard to go past. I had the 8 second pick, Some People Call Me, and I had a roughy number 5, Patchouli Dream, as my next pick.
Very good. We're going to move to Hawkesbury. There's a Hawkesbury Gold Cup meeting. Kings Zone, I said at the start, it's cold. Mm. The weather's cold. It's also wet. We don't like this. This rain.
I could pen the whole meeting at Hawkesbury.
It's a bit annoying, isn't it? Yeah.
They haven't had as much rain out there nearly as what we have in Metro Sydney. Mm-hmm. So I'm just not sure what the track.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's only a good... Yeah. So it's
they are tipping rain on Saturday, and we saw the difference when it is actually raining on race day. You're constantly learning in this game. Mm. One thing I'm learning is don't bet when it's raining and when the tracks are heavy tens. Don't bet when the rail's out a long way. And also don't bet when the inside of the track is very inferior and they're coming down the outside fence because it just everything just gets thrown in the air basically. So we're always learning, but let's talk about
The Hawkesbury Gold Cup 1,600-metre race Group 3 we're going to talk about.
Hawkesbury, yeah. I think this race is a lottery, so let me just talk about the overlays in the race, which are all double-figure odds. Number 16, Mount Papa. Number 17, Osbred Flirt. And number 19, Baby Rider. Mm-hmm. So those are my 3. They're all double-figure odds, which I don't mind on that wet
track. You
have
a good record of double-figure overlays in these big races.
It is a lottery. It looks a lottery race. What do you say, Fizz?
I agree wholeheartedly. You can just add my double-figure runner in there, number 13, New Endeavour. Mm-hmm. Trialled up quite nicely just recently, ready for this, and Gay gave it a good hit out. Could surprise it about 20 to 1.
Fair enough.
That's it for me.
All right, we're going to go up to Eagle Farm. Things are starting to heat up in Brisbane. We've got the Brisbane Winter Carnival upon us. We're going to start with the Victory Stakes. It's a 1,200-metre race, Group 2, open to all, weight for age. And a lot of these horses are looking at the Doomben and the Stratty. Mm. And they're going to get started here. It's a pretty hot field.
Mm. Well, Front Page was a Saturday set tip. I know I backed it last start on that rain-affected track that we're talking, and it stopped like a lead balloon. I don't know. It was obviously the heavy track had a big influence on the result, but still it did go awful. I couldn't back Front Page at all. So this is AR race on your screen as well. So Antino is top bullet rating of 96, followed by Uncommon Janes at 95. Antino I'm definitely going to back. A lot of people might look at it and say the race looks too short for Antino, but there's a lot of pace in this race with Front Page. Antino has won first up at the distance as well. I was on Antino a lot down in Melbourne for the spring, and Antino was very unlucky. I'm really a big fan of Antino. Uncommon James, I think, is the obvious danger, but just looks too short around the 260 mark to me, Uncommon James. So my money's on Antino, and I think Antino's a good bet each way as well, but not an official Saturday set tip, just because it's first up and I don't know how ready Antino will be.
Fair enough. Fizz?
Mate, I had Comrade Rosa top pick in this race from Uncommon James. We heard you say, why is Uncommon James favourite in this race, which probably makes it a moral this weekend. I haven't gone into in-depth form in this race, unfortunately, so I'll just have to leave it at that. They're my top two.
Okay, fair enough. And as you can see on the screen there, we've got a 10K members draw this weekend. So if you become a member, or if you already are a member, you'll be in the draw to win $10,000. But this weekend, you can go and buy a basic membership, $29.95, and then you'll get free AI across this great punting nation of us, as I have said. And you're also in the chance to maybe win 10 grand. Seems like a great deal to me, King Zone. Let's move to Eagle Farm Race 9, the Queensland Guineas for the three-year-olds. 1,600 metres, Group 2, a lot of horses coming up from the Sydney Autumn Carnival, having a crack here. But there's some very good Queensland-based horses as well.
Very hard race, but I'm keen on a couple at good odds, or both drawn wide, and will both be coming down the crown of the track. Number 5, Cafe Millennium, which didn't have a lot of luck last start. And the start before, it's actually going better than it looks on paper. Mm-hmm. And number 9, Transatlantic, who looks good value at around that $9 or $10 mark. Fitz?
Okay. Yeah, I found this was hard for me because the ratings are finding all the Sydney horses coming out of the carnival. Like Ducasse comes out top pick for me, but looks to get a terrible run from a wide gate. I can't see it getting in better than 3 wide. Kintyre was my next pick, but 2,000 back to 1,600. Don't think that's going to suit it. Lacks a bit of dash. Then I had Robrick, which may improve as it steps up in distance. It coming out of a shorter race and steps up to the 1,600. Might push forward and get an all right run. And then I had number 6, Razors. It's a dual acceptor, but I think it's been scratched from Hawkesbury to run here. Mm-hmm. So it was my next pick.
Very good. All right, we're going to go across to Western Australia now. And the feature racing is getting a little bit long in the tooth. But it's a very exciting horse over in Western Australia, Bustling. It's a 2-year-old. We're actually going to bring Dan O in the Stars of the Autumn. Stu Ferenczi, who no doubt would be watching this show, asked Dan O what he thought of Bustling. And Dan O's response kind of interested me, really, or surprised me. Mm-hmm. Basically, the question was, how good is Bustling and could he possibly measure up in an Everest? Let's go to Dan O and see what he's got to say. All right, let's have a bit of a chat about the Everest. All roads lead to the Everest. Stu Ferenczi, one of the great blokes on the den, fired this question in. You might laugh or you might love it. Bustling, the WA 2-year-old that won the Karrakatta Plate.
Yep.
Very impressive in the Karrakatta Plate. Any chance it could line up in an Everest as a 3-year-old?
Could. Yeah, it was very impressive that day. Ran some really slick figures on the clock, put margin on the field there. He's fairly lightly raced. I think it was only his 4th start. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like, what are they going to do with him? He definitely showed the talent there that he could be over in the east and running in the big races in the spring. So whether that's going to happen or not, or whether he's going to be kept at home, I don't know. But, yeah, if we're looking for 2-year-olds that might become 3-year-olds that could line up in the Everest, he has to be somewhere in the conversation. You'd obviously like to see him do that again or something similar just to sort of confirm that level of talent. But, yeah, I think I've got him off that performance like the highest rated 2-year-old in Western Australia, like in the last sort of 8 to 10 years or something.
Wow. Okay, that's big. Yeah, right.
So he won that race on my figures 98.5, which puts him just on the borderline of the top 10 2-year-olds in Australia. Amelia's Jewel ran, I think, 97.2 to win the same race. So it's, you know, different type of horse. He's a pure sprinter, but yeah, he showed a serious level of talent winning that race. So it's not a, yeah, definitely not a, a silly question. Yeah, so he's, as I said, he's his fourth run now. He's sort of up and running. Sort of interesting to see what they do if they want to bring him for the spring. Is he, you know, has he gone out for a spell already? Yeah. Yeah, I haven't looked.
All right, so interestingly, Dan, that was early in the week. Dan, I didn't know that he was running on Saturday because the nominations and stuff weren't out. But he is running. He's running on Saturday in the Size Produce, a 1,400-metre race. Mm. What did you make of him?
Oh, it looks very hard to beat, but it's well found in the market around the $1.30, $1.35 mark. Last time rating was exceptional. But Barrier 1, Fizz, was it on pace that day or a WA man?
Yeah, it was, and he drew the inside gate and now he goes up to 1,400. I'm not potting him at all, but I'm just sort of saying there's, it's drawn Barrier 9 this weekend over 1,400. There's a bit more speed. Maybe horses won't give him such an easy time. He might have to sit outside the leader or something like that instead of getting the front by himself. All these sort of things at $1.30, you got to think about whether or not it's a great investment at those prices, stepping up to that distance for the first time.
Yeah.
It's a clear top pick on my form, but I won't be backing it.
Fair enough.
Happy to let $1.30 go.
Yeah, interesting comments by Dano, but we're going to move on and I'm going to go to you, mate, for your Saturday set, if you wouldn't mind.
No worries, I'm going to Caulfield Race 2, number 1. It's probably my best bet of the day. It's called Marwell Lock. Anyway, it's first up this time for Lindsay Smith. It's run in 5 races for 4 wins and I think it'll be 6 races for 5 wins.
Okay.
Trialed really nicely. And then I go to Hawkesbury Race 5, number 4, Parasail. It's first up, loves it first up. Gets a perfect run from a good draw. I'm hoping the rain isn't too heavy and I want to be on it. And then I found one in Morpheville, bit of value. Race 5, number 2, Ammo Amore. Takes on the favourite, which I tipped last start. Gets in a little bit better at the weights. Draws poorly, but at $8, I'm willing to be on it. It's a bit stiff last start and I think they're going to show the video and you can see that it looks an all right bet.
Unreal. Thank you, sir. Kingzone, yes. Your Saturday set.
Well, I've only got one Saturday set tip today.
And, really?
And
wow.
Yeah, only one. Caulfield, I'm worried about the rail being out 8 metres. Hawkesbury, I'm worried about the wet conditions. And I did have a look through them, but nothing was really jumping out at me at all. And when you bet for a living, you have the privilege of being able to choose which races you bet in and which races you stay out of. Mm. And patience is one of the keys
cheapest thing
to
in
winning.
Racing.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get to my tip. Eagle Farm, race 5, number 4, Weagle Tiger, Barrier 1 on pace, first up and has a great, great record first up. So round that $4, I think Ladbrokes were leading the way at $4, so they obviously don't like Weagle Tigers, but I think I'm happy to take the $4 and I'm straight in.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this autumn carnival with the Ladbrokes app. Loaded with the best racing features including bet ticker so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroker during the autumn.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Excellent. Very good. All right. We're now going to read out the A set, and here it is. So, Dan O, Morpheville, race 7, number 2, the map, as you alluded to earlier, the King. A very consistent staying mare with strong rating profile, nice map, and Jamie Carr riding easy to like. Chris Camilleri, Caulfield, race 1, number 3, Signor Billy. Lightly raced 2-year-old coming off a dominant win over 1,400 metres last start at Ballarat. Maps to get a soft run in behind the leading pair from the inside draw, saved for one sprint at them late. Dream Team, Caulfield race 6, number 2, Grinzinger Bell, will roll across to the front from its wide gate and can pinch a margin on race favourite Anglin, who will be trying to wind up. So he's going against you here.
Yes.
Okay. So look, it's we're going to have to tread pretty carefully on Saturday, but there's certainly a lot to sort of duck and weave around and try and come out winning. And we've got a few more things to give to you here. The first one is RI's staking plan. It's up on there. It's been doing pretty well. So if you want to get involved, pause it now, write them down and have some fun with that. Next thing up, the quaddy. We're doing a quaddy for Ladbrokes every week. There it is up on your screen again. We didn't get it last week.
We do.
We've worked even harder at it this week to try and get it for the meeting at Morfordville. All right, here we go. Accountability time. ROI. Let's have a look at what's going on. The King Zone. You're doing well, mate.
I am. Yeah. I just got to keep going forward. We're not going backwards from here.
Fizzer, you're in profit there as well.
Finally hit the lead.
$300. Well done. You had a really good week last week, so fantastic. The A-team not doing so well.
They jumped to the front, but they'll be right.
And then we move to me. I don't really know what to do here. It's hard to stay humble. Maybe you guys need to talk about it. What's going on?
I spoke about it last week. Merge the tips, and that's the best way to go. How do you do it, Rich?
So I'm up 20 units, which is great. If anyone is following me, which probably nobody is, hey, it's great to be helping you out. We're getting pretty close to the finish. We did talk about the Dan O podcast earlier on. It is on our YouTube channel. It's really good. If you love listening to Dan O talk about the great game, go and listen to it. It's a great debrief of all the amazing racing that we saw over the autumn. Go and buy our merch, wolfdenstore.win. We've talked about the free AI and the 10K giveaway. Great time to be a member of Wolf Den, and we're only improving things. We're going to bring in new memberships and new deals and new form programs and stuff very, very soon. So it's only going to get better. So we appreciate the support. The membership base is growing really quickly. And if you're just on the Den, on the normal feed and that, we really appreciate that as well. All right, so I think that's about it. And at the start of the show, I did allude to the Bull Carnival.
Mm.
And on Tuesday, the Brierley was on. Rick McIntosh, who's arguably the best caller in the game. He had one of his best ever calls, and I wanted to play it at the end today. It's race calling at its best. I hope you all enjoy it. Hope you win on the punt today at the Bull if you are betting there. And we'll see you on Saturday up the Den. Enjoy Rick McIntosh at his best right now. Let's go.
Stern Idol up and over. He turned left like a true, or turned right rather, like a true pro. Led Britannicus. He's not letting him get away. Instigator third. Mighty Oasis is fourth. Forget the others. Stern Idol to the fourth last. Seriously? How bloody good is the Bull? Stern Idol, he's two lengths, Britannicus, he's trying to test them out. Mighty Oasis, Instigator behind those. There's the third last. He took off early, Stern Idol. Nobody can head him so far. He's a length and a half on Britannicus. Two lengths to Instigator. Mighty Oasis trying hard in fourth. Stern Idol, he's really stretched them. He goes into steeper lane, the big boy. Over the third last, Britannicus. Has he done his best or is there anything left? He's two away. Then Instigator and Mighty Oasis under the pump. Stern Idol, the last of 19 coming up in the Brierley. He cleared it well. He's over from Britannicus. Instigator and Mighty Oasis are trying hard. Stern Idol, he wobbled a bit, the big boy. Now the outside, Instigator, Britannicus, and then Mighty Oasis. Stern Idol has to fight. He's out on his feet. Instigator's emerged. Britannicus back near the inside. Instigator, Stern Idol. Stern Idol fights. Instigator, Stern Idol. The big boy's fighting like a lion. Stern Idol all the way. Brave. Won the Brierley, a neck to Instigator. Britannicus third, Mighty Oasis fourth.